again to another episode of Kindling the Hearth Fire. I hope everyone had a wonderful beginning to the holiday season. I know I did. I was invited to have dinner with my partner's family and had a lovely time. And instead of turkey, we had duck, which I actually would prefer to have at all our Thanksgiving dinners, honestly. I prefer that over turkey any day of the week. Makes great for sandwiches as well. But anyway, we had a really wonderful time together, and I hope everyone and their families and whomever you celebrated with had a lovely time this year as well. All right, moving into the next part of this of the podcast. First off, let's just outline what's coming up here. We're going to be speaking about our deity of the month, which is going to be this time around Caradwen, which I thought was appropriate for this time of year especially. And she's an interesting deity to begin with anyway, so we're going to just be speaking a little bit about her. And we're going to be recommending a book I just finished reading, and it's called The Craft in the Real World. It's a decent book that I'm going to be talking about a little bit later. And our podcast that I'm going to be recommending is a really good one that I've been listening to a very long time, which I'm sure you've heard of. Or if you haven't, it's a great podcast to pop in and check out. And we're also going to be talking about our prayer list real quick afterwards and moving on into the calendar for the next few months. Okay, all right, now we've got that all going for us, and now let's get on to the rest of the podcast. All right, in this segment, we're going to be speaking about our deity of the month, what I'm pretty much going to be calling the segment. And this particular segment is going to be about a deity that I've always been interested in, but always been a little bit afraid to talk about or learn more about because she's kind of intimidating. And we're, of course, speaking about Caradwen. And to just get started, a basic premise, basic description of this particular deity. It begins with Caradwen is an enchantress in Welsh medieval legend. She is the mother of Modron and a daughter, Cerwy. And I do apologize for the pronunciations of the Welsh names. I have difficulty pronouncing English for that matter, so bear with me with those pronunciations. Her husband was Tagad Foll, and they lived near Bala Lake in North Wales. Medieval Welsh poetry refers to her as possessing the cauldron of poetic inspiration, Awen, and the tale of Taliesin recounts her swallowing her servant Gwenbach, who is then reborn through her as the poet Taliesin. Caradwen is regarded by many modern pagans as the Celtic goddess of rebirth, transformation, and inspiration. This particular deity, I first encountered her personally through Dave the Bard's song Caradwen and Taliesin, which I'll be throwing up here in the episode for everybody to get a listen to, because it's a wonderful song, and I definitely would recommend Dave the Bard for all of his music. Love it to pieces. But this was my first interaction with her, and the story begins with Caradwen looking at her son and being moderately upset because he's not very good looking, he doesn't look the best, and she wants what's best for her son, wants him to excel in all things, so she decides, hey, his looks aren't great, so let's give him all-encompassing knowledge, or just knowledge of the Awen, and let's get that for him so that he can be, while he's not great looking, he's still the smartest person in the room, and help him out in that way. So she begins this by creating an elixir of some sort using, I believe, the Salmon of Wisdom. And let's see, she made a potion in her magical cauldron to grant the gift of wisdom and poetic inspiration, also called Awen. The mixture had to be boiled for a year and a day. She set Morda, a blind man, to tend the fire beneath the cauldron, while Gwion Bach, a young boy, stirred the concoction. The first 3 drops of liquid from this potion gave wisdom. The rest was a fatal poison. 3 hot drops spilled onto Gwion's thumb as he stirred on the very last day when it was ready, burning him. He instinctively put his thumb into his mouth and gained the wisdom and knowledge Caradhran had intended for her son. Realizing that Caradhran would be angry, Gwion fled. Caradhran chased him using the power of the potion. He turned himself into a hare. She became a greyhound. He became a fish and jumped into a river. She transformed into an otter. He turned into a bird. She became a hawk. Finally, he turned into a single grain of corn. She then became a hen, and being goddess or enchantress, depending on your version of the tale, she found and ate him without trouble. But because of the potion, he was not destroyed. When Caradhran became pregnant, she knew it was Gwion, and resolved to kill the child when he was born. However, when he was born, he was so beautiful that she could not do it. She threw him into the ocean instead, sewing him up inside a leather skin bag, or set him on a coracle, depending on the story. The child did not die, but was rescued on a Welsh shore, near Abergtvi, according to most versions of the tale, by a prince named Efin Ap Gwydno. The reborn infant grew to become the legendary bard Taliesin. That was my first interaction with this deity, and she is a very complicated deity. There's many interpretations of her story, but that's the main one that I am aware of. She is a deity of magic, she is a deity of rebirth and transformation, and she's also a holder of the Cauldron of Awen, of inspiration. So, she's a wonderful deity to get started with if you are interested in any of those things. And she's also someone that I would love to get to know. And she's probably a fairly decent introduction to the Welsh deity as well, if you're wanting to head in that direction. Alright, and I'll put some links in the show notes so you can take a look at some of her history and maybe do some research of your own if you want to know more. Alright, moving on, let's get started with the book review / recommendation for this month. Alright, next up we've got the book that I've been reading recently. It's, as you can see through the screen, it has a lovely cover on it, and I'm holding it in front of the computer now, and I was holding it upside down, actually. That was kind of good that nobody saw that. But its title is Craft in the Real World, and the subtitle is Rethinking Fiction Writing and Workshopping. And this is written by Matthew Celesis. And I would definitely think that this is it's a good book. I really liked reading it. He didn't put any punches here, so there's a lot of hard topics that are going to be coming up in this book. And let me just read the back end of this, just to give you an idea. The traditional writing workshop was established with white male writers in mind. What we call craft is informed by their cultural values. In this bold reevaluation of the elements of fiction writing, including plot, characterization, conflict, and structure, and aspects of workshop, including the silenced writer and the imagined reader, Matthew Celesis asks, how can we invite diverse storytelling traditions into literary spaces? Teachers will find suggestions for syllabi, grading, and introducing new methods to the classroom. Students will find revision and editing guidance. Drawing from examples including 1001 Nights, Curious George, and the Asian American classic No No Boy, Celestis reminds us when we write fiction, we write the world. Like I said, it's an excellent book. It's not a quick read. There's a lot of places where I would probably keep a dictionary handy in order to look words up, because it doesn't get too, what is the word, technical, but there are a few places where I needed to look up a couple phrases because I was like, what does that mean? And how does it fit into the context of what I'm reading right now? But overall, this is very readable. I really loved reading it. Had a lot of information in it, and it didn't pull, like I said, it didn't pull any punches, so it had a lot of hard topics brought to mind. Let me see. There was one that I considered, it was like in the first chapter. It's like maybe 5 pages in. The first chapter is called Pure Craft is a Lie. And that kind of indicates, where he's going to go with this. And he has a lot to say, and I agree with 99.9% of it. And a lot of it I did know already, as well read as I am, and how, I'm a part of several marginalized communities already. So I'm aware of some of the blind spots of the modern craft in writing. But I'm also a cisgendered white female. So I also am a member of a very privileged community as well. So some of those blind spots are my own. And he doesn't pull any punches, and I say that a lot, but it's really the only phrase that really fits, because some of them were very hard-hitting, and I had to really take a step back, and because it took me about a month to read this, because it was, some parts of it were hard to read, because of just who I am, but it still was very readable. I would reread it multiple times, because there's a lot of information there, and I would basically keep this on my bookshelf as a book to look back and forth to, because there's a particular section that I find incredibly lovely about it. It's, let's see. So this example. Let me get there and find out what the title is. There's a section called Redefining Craft Terms. And it takes a few craft terms such as structure and setting and what was the one he was particularly not too enthused about. And I actually really appreciated him going into it. He went into the term believability, and I really appreciated that chapter because it really brings into, there's a lot to go into, and I can go into it in a lot of different ways in a lot of different time if I had a whole podcast to devote to this book, because there's so much information in there. But I definitely would recommend it to stay on people's shelves for reading material and reference material. So once again, pick it up at your local bookstore. I actually got this used over at it's in my local used bookstore, so a fairly small bookstore. I believe you also will find it over at most major retailers, but I always usually look for most of my books at used bookstores first. So support your local bookstore and your used bookstore and take a look, see if you can find it. It is, once again, Craft in the Real World, Rethinking Fiction Writing and Workshopping by Matthew Celestis. And apologies if I mispronounced the name, but lovely book, definitely would recommend it. Okay, next up we have our recommendation for a podcast. All right, the podcast I'm going to be recommending is one that a lot of people have probably heard of. It's called Druidcast, and it is the official podcast of OBOD Podcast, Druidcast. I'm actually bringing up their website right now, give you more of what they have to say about their podcast. But I've been listening for a number of years, and I always love the music that is played on the podcast. I always love the talky bits, as they call them. And I love listening to it when I'm driving around and also just when I'm sitting at home with a warm cup of tea. It's a wonderful podcast. And here's what they have to say about it on their website. Your host is Dave the Bard, and each episode features poetry, story, and song offered by bards throughout the world. There are also interviews with people involved in the Druid tradition and related areas, plus seasonal thoughts, explorations of Celtic mythology and history, reviews, and competitions. Please send contributions to the podcast to podcast@druidry.org or through the post at their address. There are over 170 episodes at this point, and show notes always include links to all the artists and speakers who have featured on Druidcast over the years. And you can stream and download the show using, they're on Apple Podcasts, they're on Spotify, they've got a link to the show on the website here, on druidry.org under, I believe, it's under resources. But yeah, you go to druidry.org and they've got a heck of a lot of stuff you can look at there. Obad is a lovely, lovely group. So yeah, check out that podcast. I've been listening to it for years. Dave the Bard is a wonderful host. He's also a wonderful artist in his own right. And I have most of his discography in my personal collection, and I love listening to it, and you will be hearing one of his songs through Spotify on this episode actually coming up, because I felt it appropriate and I love the song. Anyway, so check that out for a listen, and you've got a lot of things to go through if you want to listen to all the podcast. I've listened to all the podcast. I'm kind of a completist like that. So I've listened to one through the current podcast, which is, gosh, what number is it? They say they have 170, but it's, over 170. The latest one I'm looking at is podcast episode 198, almost 200 episodes. So take a look. They should be on there. I'll put a link in the show notes for the podcast, but have a listen and have a look at their website and enjoy the podcast, because it's a lovely podcast. I've been listening to it for years. A lot of people have, and there's a reason. It's a lovely show. All right, next up, we have my prayer list section for the podcast. All right, this is just a quick little section to kind of highlight a part of the podcast that I tend to forget for some reason, but it's a prayer list that I have up on, well, Facebook has a group where you can post things you want people to send energy for or pray for or things of that nature. I try posting on there and keeping an eye on it and putting things up on my altar, and people have responded to things on the prayer list as well, that they've sent their prayers for, that sort of thing. So if you do have something that you would like to add to the list, either check out the Facebook page or send an email to the podcast at kindlingthehearthfire, all one word, @gmail.com, and let us know that what you'd like us to send energy for, keep an eye out for, or send our prayers to. And the only thing that has been on my prayer list at the moment is, and I also want to update everybody on the progress that we've made on it, is my partner broke their foot a few weeks back, and we are very happy to report that it does not require surgery, and they are well on their way to healing. And thank you everyone for all of your prayers that you sent to them, because I was in the middle of editing last podcast when this happened, so it was a bit of a shock, and I'm very glad that it turned out they did not need surgery and that they are well on their way to healing. So, once again, if you have any other prayer requests you'd like to see on the episode or just make me aware of, either check out the group on Facebook, which is linked to the podcast group as well. Anyone who is a member of the podcast group on Facebook is sent an invite to the prayer list, because I try to keep it very anonymous and very low key, and just for the case of just to give everybody privacy and, you know, keep anonymity intact, because prayers are a personal thing, and I don't think that many people want to be sharing some of their more personal things on Facebook to everybody in the world, like in a public group. So I keep it fairly closed in that case. So if you once again want to send a prayer request to the podcast through the group or through the email, have at it. Would love to hear from you. Okay. So next up, the last section, we are going to moving into the calendar for the next 2 to 3 months. Hello. Well, this is going to be a little short little segment, because there's actually not a lot going on the next few months. I mean, our next big festival doesn't happen until mid-August with... Let me take a look here. The next festival that's coming up on the official calendar for ADF is the Summerlin Festival, which starts on the 15th of August next year. It'll be held, as per usual, on Camp Clifton in Yellow Springs, Ohio. And more details will be coming up in the near future for that. We just finished up in October. We had our delayed version of 8 Winds. It was supposed to be held a little bit earlier in the year, but temperatures were a little high, so they switched it over to October to accommodate the location being a little bit better weather during that time of year. So it was held at Clear Lake, California, and it was October 13th to October 16th. Sadly, I was not able to go, but it sounded like it was a wonderful time had by all. But yeah, this time of year, not terribly busy at this point. There's, of course, the high days, a lot of groups are having high day rituals for Yule is coming up, and a lot of people are going out for Christmas, New Year's, so we're going to be busy, but not a lot of festivals during this time of year. But that's pretty much it for the calendar up until, like I said, August is the first big one that I'm seeing. And if you have any other local or international or big or small festivals, or not locations, not the word I'm looking for, events that you would like to see broadcast more widely, either send an email once again to kindlingthehearthfire@gmail.com or post it up on the Facebook group. We'd love to hear from you, and we would love to add your event to our calendar. All right, next up. Actually, and next up is the outro for the whole entire podcast. So that's the last section that we have for you. And thank you for listening. This is a little less polished than usual. I do apologize for that. But I wanted to get this out here as soon as possible. And like I said, I've been really busy this month, once with a broken foot and working and the holidays that are just getting started up. So I did want to get this out to you as soon as possible, on time, and fairly complete, so bear with me. But thank you all for listening in this time of month. I know it's been very busy for everyone, and I'm glad you took the time to listen to our podcast. Okay, so now for some housekeeping. We are a Patreon-supported podcast. Patreon helps us out a little bit with just paying for equipment and just keeping the lights on pretty much for the podcast. And what it is based on is a sliding scale. Basically, you pay $1 a month and you basically get access to all the extra content, and you help out a little bit for the podcast. And if you want to donate more, that's perfectly fine. But the minimum and basically only level that is there is $1. So the minimum is $1. You can donate on a monthly basis, or I'm trying to switch it over to per podcast that's put up there, but I'm having to figure out all the digital mumbo jumbo that Patreon has come to be known for. But if you'd like to support the podcast, we do have a website for that. But if you can't do that, or you'd like to support us in other ways that are not monetary, I would love you to do that for us. Sharing and word of mouth is always a wonderful way to get the podcast listened to and keep going. And reviews are always a great thing. Apple Podcasts is one way to do it. I know Spotify also has its own thing that it can do reviews for it. But reviews and sharing and word of mouth are always lovely ways to support the podcast as well. And just as important as donations and monetary support, personally. But anyway, thank you all for listening, and I hope you everyone has a wonderful rest of the holiday season. And the next podcast will be up. I'm hopefully going to be getting it set up for, not for December. December, that we might get a mini episode, but they won't get a full-blown episode because December is busy. Let's just put it that way. A lot of things are going on. If you want to hear more about what my personal schedule is going to be like, check us out on Wisdom. I'm posting a lot of personal episodes on there in between the episodes if you would like to check us out there. So our next episode probably won't be until January 28th. The 28th seems to be a good day of the month to post. So January 28th, I'll be putting it on the Facebook page as the next episode dropping on the 28th of January. And I hope to see all of you there. And I hope everyone has a wonderful holiday season, whatever you're doing, until we sit down and have our little get-togethers next time. And I hope everyone is having a lovely season and will always be praying with a good fire. Thank you for listening.